What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When I played here in Philadelphia, Andy Reid, we would practice in the indoor facility. And, you know, the guys, it is what it is. You don't like it as much as being outside on the grass. But sometimes the weather, you know, no one wants to really practice out in the cold. He practiced out in the cold, man. He practiced out in the cold, and I love it. And guess what else? They hit. They wore pads this week. And that's part of why they had to come back and tell the reporters, hey, guys, we're going to be late. We're gonna hit more at practice, so you guys wait up for us. That is what I want to see, and that's what Nick is doing. Nick is going to have this team so ready, and we are the bully, and I can't wait to watch.
All right, so let me ask a question that follows really off of that practice thing, because I like what you're saying, John. It vibes with me as well. But A.J. Brown came out of practice early on Wednesday, missed practice yesterday. Anybody here worried about that?
Yeah.
Right? A little bit?
It's worrisome.
It's worrisome.
So Wednesday, it was kind of strange. He was at practice for literally like 2 to 5 minutes and then left with a trainer.
Yep.
And I think part of that could have been so they could list him as limited instead of did not practice. But then he wasn't practicing at all yesterday. He was in the locker room, but didn't speak to media. But I think it's really concerning. I mean, this close to a game where A.J. Brown, we've seen how important he is on the field. I think this game is really going to be a Jalen Hurts litmus test. I know we say that all the time, but to see if he's rusty, like the Eagles have all the other pieces in place, and it's if Jalen Hurts can go in there and not turn the ball over and execute, and I think A.J. Brown is so paramount to that. So they say he's still going to play, but it still worries me.
All right, so let me read what Elliot, I want to put out there, because I'm sure there's some people that don't even know this A.J. Brown storyline. I want to read you right from Twitter, what Elliot Shore Park, so we'll join us at 7:30 today, what he wrote about the A.J. situation after practice yesterday. Here's what he wrote. A.J. Brown missed practice on Thursday with a knee injury. This comes after Brown left practice early on Wednesday after less than 10 minutes and did not return. Brown was listed on Wednesday as limited with a knee injury. He'll be listed as did not participate today, meaning yesterday. The expectation is that A.J. Brown will play on Sunday versus the Packers. Not practicing is part of the team's plan to get him ready for the game. I wouldn't worry that he won't play. He'll play. The worry is that Brown didn't practice at all last week. It is pretty rare for a player to leave practice as early as Brown did on Wednesday, then following up by not practicing on Thursday is worrisome. It seems there's a good chance he won't get any full team, full speed reps in practice this week and won't have gotten any reps with Hurts since before the Washington game. Not ideal. It seems Brown will be less than 100% against the Packers and play through the injury, but this is certainly not great news right now before the playoffs begin.
I think they're managing his knee. I mean, that dates back to what the Titans did with him.
Well, that would seem likely.
I mean, that's what it appears to me.
And I would assume something happened in that practice, because I wouldn't think you'd go in for 10 minutes to come out. I wouldn't think.
Well, they can list him as limited.
They can, but that. I mean, is that really, why not just not have him practice?
Yeah,
that?
No, I agree.
It's a little weird.
Don't get all
but it was
ready
like they weren't even
practicing. Stretching, stuff like that. It takes a lot of pre to get into even stretch out at practice.
Yeah. Well,
you don't go through all of that.
Look, it's something to be aware of. It's something to be aware of. All right, 215-592-9494. Seltzer, have the nerves set in for you yet at all? I will say this. They did for me this morning for the first time, maybe because of what happened with Penn State last night. You watch a tight game,
right,
your team loses, and you realize how quick it can end. James, have nerves set in for you yet?
So, not exactly. Like, the nerves have come in the sense that it's like you always feel, it's like butterflies for an Eagles playoff game.
Yep.
But I am incredibly confident. And I know that we talked yesterday about overconfidence and all that, but this team has answered every single bell that they've had to since week 5 of the season. And they create chips for themselves. They're angry and they got a chip on their shoulder again to the point where they created their own drama. So they had something to fuel them and anger them. Like, this just feels like a team that's ready for this moment and ready for this challenge.